Today is October 1, 1979. We are interviewing Karen Liddy, the 1979 Ada Prince, Choctaw Princess. The interviewers are Annette Cumby and Joanne Thompson. How were you chosen as the Princess contestant?
Okay, start off with, we had to be sponsored by somebody, and Upper Bound sponsored this year. And their duties as sponsors were to see that I get all my materials that I need, my desk, free dress, and shoes and jewelry, anything I need to make a prize for me, to get a car for me free, and to help me during the night of pageant. First of all, the sponsor chose us by school grade, how they felt me, and then personality, and our ability to write and orally present an essay. The essay covered three major topics, one on women's rights, the other, the advantages and disadvantages of living on the Indian reservation. And the third was on preserving our Choctaw culture. I chose to write mine on preserving Choctaw culture because I felt that was the most important thing that needs to be talked about now. We had to write and have our essay typed and presented to the judges on Wednesday morning. Okay. Wednesday morning, we got into street drift. We met down at the tribal office. Me and we went down to the commune where we had a brunch and met the judges and talked to them about. Then we came back and at 2 o'clock we started our interview. They asked us different questions concerning our school, after we get out of school and college, our activities in school. Then afterwards, after we left, we came back at 6 o'clock in the evening where we started getting ready to be judged in our street dress. After we were judged in our street dress, we put on our Choctaw dress and went out and were judged on that. Then we had to present our essay orally that night. The night of the pageant.
How do you feel about being a princess?
Well, that night I was surprised. I didn't really think that was scary. I was hoping for the second alternate. And I got it. I didn't know what to think. Now, really, you don't think about it all the time. Just like when you mentally appear for something. Just that, but you know, during that time, I don't know how to think about it.
Were you nervous?
Not really. Well, when I had to give my essay, it was taking kind of a long time for me to get up there. But when I got up there, I don't know if I was nervous.
Who were your alternates?
First alternate was Chester Bacon, the programmer. The second alternate was Sherry Robinson from West Tennessee.
How did your family feel about How did they feel when they learned that you got to come to the table?
Well, my brother, Tommy, and Sherry, they were in Alabama at the time, so they came down to see me because they felt that I could get it, so they didn't do that very much. Well, my mother, she went to shock. She didn't know what to think. She was surprised. So the children had to come and stop it. And I thought,
Do you love having that?
I have proposed. I went to Louisiana, to Memphis, and to Greenwood. But all those were on the 3rd of August. And on the same day, I was coming to Nashville, where I attended a youth set seminar for 2 weeks, so I needed to go home anyway. This is how I was after I meant it. There's some kind of voting event in Greenwood I was supposed to go to, and Louisiana I was supposed to go back in a couple of days. And so far they didn't let me know too much about what I was supposed to be doing, and as far as traveling, I was supposed to get too much about it.
Do you feel like you can help the Choctaws in any way for gaining experience?
I don't know about being independent, but that I, you know, could help the Choctaws by representing them well. Giving other people a good outlook on what the Choctaw people are over here. And explain to other people about what happens here, about the Choctaw tribe itself. I would like to see the Choctaw have get a better understanding of themselves and their tribe and their culture. I think the Choctaws should try to stress their culture more here in the area. If I could, I'd like to help some way in this person out there started.
From?
I was born in Meridian, Mississippi. I lived there in Meridian for 1 year. Then I moved to Huntsville, Alabama, where my father worked as a mechanical engineer on the Bessemer Marshall. So I stayed out there for 15 years before coming here to Philadelphia, where I now live. Took my mother, sister, 2 younger brothers, and me.
Where did you attend school at?
I started in kindergarten. I went to McDonald Elementary School. Then I went to Dalton Junior High School. And I was my first year at Butler. It's our brother that's good. Before coming here, I started my sophomore year here at Chocolate.
If you plan to further your education, which college would you plan to attend, and what are you planning to major?
Right now, I've been thinking about going into the health field, really, for like going to something more than social work, maybe psychiatry, child psychiatry, or something like that. And I'm planning to go to Arizona State for my school. And I'm planning to go as long as I can, probably 6 years or so.
different change in a way since you've gotten that friendship?
Not really. I've got a lot more friends. Things that have changed. I try myself not to change, so my friends would have changed for me.
Whether did you have to make any of the reads by yourself?
As far as judging goes, it would have helped a lot if you did make your own meals. If you made things they preferred you to wear and stuff, but I myself don't make these. I haven't made cheese either, if you like anything or something. I didn't make any of the jewelry that I wore at night.
Did you make all this on the outside?
Effie Tubby at Arts and Crafts made me a dress. It took her about 1-2 months to make the dress. One of my room was white trim, white apron, and trim. My jewelry was made by Marion Williamson, and she spent a long time making the belt.
In the parade, did you feel scared or anything different riding from all of the experience people?
I wish we had a parade.
What kind of questions did the judges ask you?
Well, they asked me about my future plans, how I plan to go to college, and why I chose to be going to psychiatrist. They asked me about being in the band and my practice hours, which I can have. And they asked me about what I thought the difference was between the public school that I went to and the school over here at Trumpet Central. They asked me questions like, being a senior, what would I most like want to accomplish this year?
If you had a choice between going to a public school and an Indian school, which one would you prefer at the time?
While I was going to the public school, when I came down here to the reservation, I just visited how much it's relative to the class. So I didn't know too much about the school or too much about anybody down here. I say mostly Jason Klein, and I like to hear that. It's a learn, so whatever. Shy. But going to a public school, I didn't really think there was going to be any difference about coming to Chocolate Central. When I came, I was scared to death. I thought the teachers nearby were teaching in Choctaw, and I just didn't know what to expect. But in a public school, the education was a lot more better. The subjects were in more varied subjects to choose from. That's just the whole educational level in the public school is higher. And I don't see the reason why the educational level couldn't be met by Chocolate Central too. And, I don't know. The people here in Central, everybody knows everybody here. You know, if everybody get along or stuff like that. In public school, you got your group, you hang around with, and you don't really get to know everybody. Still, it was nice going to the public school.
asked if you're a person that was on the block and tried to enter that pageant.
Well, first of all, if they got any life requirements for the essay to get it done. And this year, with having my essay memorized helped me the most in winning the pageant. A few of the girls, when they got up there, they were kind of hurting.